You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
You're listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Wednesday, December the 7th, 2022. This is Nomi Segal with the top news at this hour. Israeli security forces operating in Judea and Samaria last night arrested 8 wanted Palestinians. Sources in Nablus said that several Palestinians were injured in exchanges of fire between gunmen and Israeli security forces. There were no Israeli casualties. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in The Hague, Karim Khan, has said in a meeting with other court officials that a goal for next year is to get to Palestine. This comes against the backdrop of ongoing probes by the court into alleged war crimes during the Gaza operation of 2014 and activities in Judea and Samaria in recent years. Israel is not a member of the International Criminal Court and has said it does not accept the ICC's jurisdiction on various grounds. It has also said it will not cooperate with any possible investigation into Israeli military operations in the Gaza Strip. Coalition negotiations. With the December 11 deadline approaching for Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu to present his government, the Likud and the United Torah Judaism faction have reached agreement on the distribution of ministerial appointments in the new government. The Haredi Orthodox Party will have 2 ministers in housing and construction and the Minister for Jerusalem Affairs and Heritage. The party will also have 3 deputy minister positions and chair 4 parliamentary committees. Meanwhile, a Khan reporter says that internal disagreement among the factions comprising United Torah Judaism over the yeshiva draft law is holding up finalization of the full coalition agreement with the Likud. The Religious Zionism Party has announced the distribution of ministerial and parliamentary roles for its party. As reported earlier, party leader Bezalel Smotrich is to serve as finance minister in a rotation and as minister in the defense ministry, whose responsibilities are expected to have impact on settlement policy and activities in Judea and Samaria. Orit Struk will be minister for national projects. Ofir Sofer will be minister for immigration and absorption. Knesset member Simcha Rotman is to serve as chair of the Law and Constitution Committee. And sources in the Otzma Yehudit, the Jewish power party, say that for the past 3 days there's been no contact with members of the Likud negotiating team, whom they claim are not answering their calls. A Khan reporter says that the party leader Itamar Ben-Gvir said in closed conversations that if the Likud thinks it can drag out the talks, ultimately resulting in the signing of what he called a pared-down coalition agreement without any of the substantive issues for the party, they have got it wrong. Likud leader Netanyahu was meeting today with members of his party. Meanwhile, Netanyahu is widely expected to ask President Isaac Herzog for a 2-week extension of his mandate to form a government, though members of the future opposition parties in the Knesset call it a maneuver intended to pass problematic laws demanded by coalition allies before the Likud leader presents his government. The factions comprising the incoming government have already presented the Knesset speaker with the needed signatures, requesting a vote to replace the Knesset speaker. Speaker Mickey Levy has scheduled that plenum session for Monday. In other news, the Isracard credit company plans to lay off some 250 employees, comprising about 12% of its workforce. A Khan reporter says the board of directors approved the dismissals as part of a cost efficiency plan that is anticipated to save the company 55 to 65 million shekels a year. The IVF mix-up at Asuda Medical Center in Rishon LeZion. The Rishon LeZion Court for Family Matters has approved DNA testing for 5 couples who could potentially have a genetic connection to the baby Sophia. The judge ruled that carrying out the tests are in line with the well-being of the child, who was born in October, to know her background. The judge added that the refusal by the woman who gave birth after being mistakenly implanted with the wrong embryo and her partner to verify the infant's identity is prolonging the suffering. The woman and her partner have said they waited many years for a child and consider the infant their own. Police have arrested a youth from Ramla suspected of involvement in the attempted criminal hit earlier this week near the Ben Shemin interchange on Road 6. Two East Jerusalem residents were wounded, one seriously, the other moderately, when shots were fired at the car they were traveling in from another vehicle. And the World Cup in Qatar, the quarterfinals begin on Friday when Croatia faces Brazil and the Netherlands go up against Argentina. Morocco made history last night as the first Arab country to advance to the quarterfinals when it defeated Spain in a penalty shootout 3-0. Morocco will face Portugal on Saturday after Portugal last night blasted past Switzerland 6-1. The World Cup games from Qatar can be followed live on Khan 11, the Khan apps, and Reshet Bet. The weather outlook, local rain in the north and center. Tomorrow will be warmer with a chance of local rain, mostly light along the coast through the afternoon hours. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem 16, Tel Aviv and Beersheba 21, Haifa 18, and in Eilat going up to 23 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.